No, the cane there, just the same. The cane was still in force and all that. If you stood, and the slipper and all, one teacher there was, or two teachers really, there was really fond of using a slipper. And using a, I always remember once being, said to me, I think it was our PT teacher, Mr. Murray, he was my form master there. But he was a nice bloke really. He was a good teacher really, but very strict. And I can remember him saying to me once, "Stevens, get out and find the biggest slipper in the school." And downstairs, because there's two floors there at Grey Court, and downstairs in the corridor there was a big rack where all the slippers were kept. And I remember going there and looking at all the different sizes and kept pulling slippers out to see which was the biggest. And about 10 minutes later, he came down, he said, "Well, have you found one?" And I said, "This is the biggest one I can find, sir." And he said, "Well, that'll do, bend over." And that was it. But it seems a bit draconian, but that was school in them days. You just sort of accepted it, really. I obviously deserved it. I'd done something wrong and that. And you had to take your punishment for it.